Tonight, the new fallout, the long lines for gas, some gas stations running out after that massive cyber attack. The Russian-based cyber attack shutting down America's largest pipeline from Texas to the Northeast. Tonight, when will it be back up and running? What we know so far. More than 1,000 gas stations out of gas in parts of the East. Demand for gas rising 20% in just 24 hours. Drivers waiting in long lines, prices inching up. And tonight, news from the airlines now, longer flights may require extra stops to refuel. Also tonight, the horrific images, the 13-story building coming down in Gaza. People running amid sirens in Tel Aviv as the deadly attacks escalate in the Middle East. Hamas firing hundreds of rockets toward Israel. Israel retaliating. Warning tonight, this is only the beginning. Matt Gupman on the ground in Tel Aviv. Back here in the U.S., the coronavirus. And tonight, the first children already getting the Pfizer vaccine. After Pfizer was approved for 12 to 15-year-olds. And tonight, the CDC director is now encouraging children to ask for the vaccine. Our team in India tonight, the virus and the horror unfolding there. ABC News obtaining video from inside a hospital. Authorities now looking at it. Oxygen on the way to the hospital arriving 10 minutes late. Reports 11 people dying because oxygen there had run out. Maggie Rooley from India. News coming in tonight of the police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. His family allowed to see more of the police body cam video. The family emerging just moments ago revealing what they saw. The disturbing new images from the southern border tonight. A Texas farmer finding 5 unaccompanied migrant girls on his property. Authorities say the girls range from 11 months old to 7 years old. They were alone. Under arrest, the alleged owner of that tiger on the loose spotted roaming a neighborhood. Tonight, authorities now say the owner has been caught. But where is the tiger? And our Made in America series is back tonight. This one is for the dogs.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It is great to have you with us here at a very busy Tuesday night. And we begin tonight with the growing concern across this country after that massive cyber attack on this country's biggest fuel pipeline from Texas all the way up to New Jersey. Tonight, the lines growing at gas stations and more than 1,000 gas stations have now run out of gas. Prices at the pump already going up, and the FBI already confirming that they believe a criminal gang based in Russia is to blame for this. Some of the images tonight, drivers waiting in those long lines to fill up. This is a Costco in Raleigh, North Carolina. And with increasing demand up 20% in 24 hours, prices now climbing. Tonight, some gas stations setting a limit on just how much gas you can buy in parts of the East and in the South. Some gas stations have already run dry, and experts warn panic buying is only making things worse. And tonight, American Airlines, for one, already signaling that their longer flights may require extra stops just to refuel. And just to give you an idea of the size of this pipeline, from Texas to the Northeast, normally carrying 100 million gallons of fuel a day. And all of this, of course, unsettling, underscoring just how vulnerable we are to these cyber attacks. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas leading us off tonight.
Tonight, with long lines at the pump and more than 1,000 stations running out of gas, the effects of the Russia-based ransomware attack are being felt up and down the East Coast in what some Homeland Security officials are calling in a new bulletin the most devastating ransomware attack on critical infrastructure in the U.S. to date. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says Colonial Pipeline still has not determined when it will be safe to restart the flow.
By close of business tomorrow, Colonial will be in a position to make the full restart decision. But even after that decision is made, it will take a few days to ramp up operations. This pipeline has never been shut down before.
Energy analysts reporting demand for gasoline rose nearly 20% nationwide Monday compared to a week ago.
Everywhere I go, it's bags over the gas pumps.
The 5,500-mile pipeline delivers nearly half of the fuel to the East Coast, and that includes jet fuel. Gio Benitez is at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport, America's busiest.
Some airlines are already feeling the effects. American telling us it'll have to make pit stops for fuel on some long-haul flights to Hawaii and Europe, and cancellations could be next.
It's been more than 4 days since Colonial revealed that its systems were compromised by what the FBI has identified as a gang of hackers based in Russia known as DarkSide and a brazen scheme to extort money.
Cyber attacks on our nation's infrastructure are growing more sophisticated, frequent, and aggressive.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, ransomware attacks targeting the U.S. are up nearly 300% this year, with hackers extorting roughly $350 million from U.S. companies and consumers. The FBI identified DarkSide last October and said the group has targeted a number of industries ranging from manufacturing to healthcare to insurance. DarkSide, part of a larger trend where hackers are going after bigger and bigger targets.
And Pierre Thomas back with us again tonight. Pierre, this is really eye-opening just how devastating one cyber attack can be. And those images, the long line, some gas stations running out. Tonight we've learned the owner of the pipeline says we might learn tomorrow when they plan to reopen the pipeline.
David, this could go on days longer. Security experts have been telling us for years that many companies have not put in place the necessary firewalls and that many companies have not properly trained employees to prevent hacks. Now we see that impact, David.
Pierre Thomas with us again tonight. Thank you, Pierre. Of course, the other story unfolding late today, the worsening escalation in the Middle East, the 13-story apartment building coming down in Gaza, and in Israel, in Tel Aviv, people running in the streets amid the sirens. It's the worst violence between Hamas and Israel we've seen in years. This was the scene in Gaza, that apartment building targeted and destroyed, reportedly after the residents there had been warned to get out. Mourners carrying the body of an 11-year-old Palestinian boy through the streets. In Israel, those air raid sirens in neighborhoods in Tel Aviv, people sent running for cover. The death toll mounting on both sides tonight, and Israel warning that this is only the beginning. ABC's Matt Gutman now on the ground in Tel Aviv for us.
Tonight, that image, Israeli missiles leveling an apartment building in Gaza, smoke soaring skyward. Sources telling ABC News the building had been evacuated, a drone surveying the scene to make sure people were out. Israel launching 500 airstrikes on what it said were Hamas and Islamic Jihad military targets. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 32 dead, including 10 children, 150 wounded, and the body of an 11-year-old carried through the streets during his funeral. Violence between Israel and the Palestinians escalating to its highest point in years. And just hours ago, swarms of Hamas rockets streaming into central Israel, lighting up the night sky. Sirens in Tel Aviv sending residents racing for cover, the Israeli Foreign Ministry tweeting this video. Hamas launching more than 500 rockets, most intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system, but not all. In Ashkelon, near the Gaza border, rockets ripping open buildings. Three Israeli women killed in central Israel, 19 people wounded. In Washington, a State Department spokesman saying Secretary Tony Blinken has spoken to leaders on both sides.
Israel has the right to defend itself and to respond to rocket attacks. The Palestinian people also have the right to safety and security, just as Israelis do.
But tonight, the Israeli defense minister saying this is only the beginning.
Matt Gutman is on the ground in Tel Aviv tonight. And Matt, give us a sense of what it's like there on the ground. We haven't seen violence like this there since 2014.
We haven't, David. And Israel tonight is on war footing. The military saying it's called up thousands of reservists. And for a time, the Israelis' main airport shut down incoming air traffic. And really, this is the first time in a generation that we have seen violence in so many places. Not just in Gaza and in Jerusalem, but in mixed Jewish-Arab towns inside Israel proper. David.
All right, Matt Gutman and our team, stay safe there in Tel Aviv tonight. Thank you. Back here in this country tonight into the coronavirus, reports the first kids to get the Pfizer vaccine just 24 hours after Pfizer was given emergency use authorization. Tonight, Georgia has already begun vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta today. More than 150 million people have now received at least one dose. That's 58% of adults. And tonight, the CDC director urging young people to ask their parents for the vaccine. Here's Eva Pilgrim.
Today, in Georgia, the first vaccinations in children as young as 12 after that green light from the FDA.
I look forward to going to camp this year because last year it got canceled. And so I'm excited to go there and see all my camp friends.
As many as 17 million adolescents will be formally cleared to do the same after a CDC panel recommends the Pfizer vaccine tomorrow.
I'm also encouraging children to ask for the vaccine. I have a 16-year-old myself, and I can tell you he wanted to get the vaccine. He wants his life back.
For many parents, relief.
Just saw it in the news last week, and I started crying in the car. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening.
But some parents are still hesitant about the vaccine. Just 30% in one poll say they plan to get their children vaccinated right away. 26% say they will wait and see how the vaccine is working.
I just like a little bit more time, a little more data.
Tonight, with more than a third of Americans now fully vaccinated, growing calls to ditch masks indoors. Parents at this North Carolina school board meeting pleading for the mask mandate to be lifted.
Take the mask off our children. It's our choice as parents. It's my child, my choice.
Today, Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Capitol Hill defending CDC guidelines, saying they will change as more people get vaccinated.
We now have 38,000 new infections on average per day. Last May 11th, it was 24,000, and we sent a lot of kids home and camps were closed. The camp guidance is intended to get our kids to camp and allow them to stay there.
This as more businesses are reopening. Three of Broadway's biggest musicals announcing they will be the first to return beginning September 14th. Tickets now on sale for Hamilton, The Lion King, and Wicked. Broadway playing a huge role in tourism and New York City's economy, generating nearly $15 billion a year, supporting almost 100,000 jobs.
And those teens will be able to get the vaccine at all the normal locations, even some schools. This as the Biden administration is partnering with Uber and Lyft, offering free rides, trying to get to that goal of 70% of adults vaccinated by July 4th. David.
All right. Eva Pilgrim here in New York for us. Eva, thank you. And this virus, the worsening situation in India tonight. ABC News obtaining images from inside a hospital. The desperate scene inside an ICU where the oxygen delivery truck arrived 10 minutes late. Reports 11 patients dying in just a matter of minutes because the oxygen had run out. ABC's Maggie Rooley in India again tonight.
Tonight, authorities investigating this video obtained by ABC News showing the chaos inside an ICU where 11 people died when a truck delivering oxygen was just 10 minutes too late. The grim images are everywhere. Along the Ganges River, officials scrutinizing this horrific video of dozens of bodies washing up on shore. Autopsies now being carried out to see if they died from COVID-19.
At this Muslim burial ground, this entire section is just for COVID deaths. And you can see so many of them are so fresh. They only have makeshift tombstones.
As overwhelmed hospitals struggle, patients are being treated wherever they can find space.
We're just outside New Delhi, and look at this. They've turned what's normally a wedding tent into a makeshift clinic. They built it out of bamboo and cloth. It's just in the middle of this dirt field. But here, they have been able to save thousands of people.
Volunteers providing care free of charge.
Without your organization paying for the ambulance, for the oxygen cylinder, what would they have done? Would they just not have had oxygen?
They would have passed away. That's the whole situation, what we are seeing.
Just a horrific scene there on the ground. Maggie, that story of 11 people dying because the oxygen delivery truck was 10 minutes late really underscores just how thin supplies are, if any supplies at all in some places.
Yeah, David, exactly. Literally everything is in short supply. Look at this. This hospital has a live digital billboard out front. It's tracking the number of ICU beds available for COVID-19 patients. Right now, it says zero, David.
Maggie Rooley in India. We're so glad you're there, Maggie. Thank you. Back here at home tonight, the family of Andrew Brown Jr. before the cameras just moments ago, speaking out after being allowed to see more of that police body camera video this afternoon. Here's ABC's Victor Kendo.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since Andrew Brown Jr. was shot and killed by deputies in North Carolina. Tonight, we're hearing from his family right after watching the videos they've been calling for.
What we saw on that video was an unjustified killing.
While the footage has not been released publicly, they say they were able to watch six videos. Five of them were body cameras.
We were able to see Mr. Brown sitting in his vehicle as he was ambushed. We did not see any actions on Mr. Brown's part where he made contact with them or tried to go in their direction.
The district attorney reviewed hours of video, and in court 2 weeks ago, he said Brown hit deputies with his car.
As it backs up, it does make contact with law enforcement officers. The next movement of the car is forward. It is in the direction of law enforcement and makes contact with law enforcement. It is then and only then that you hear shots.
There's no way that this could be justified. There's no way possible.
A judge ruled Brown's family could only watch about 20 minutes of the videos, but there's more than 2 hours of footage from the incident. The videos could be released publicly by the end of the month. David?
All right, Victor Akendo. Victor, thank you. We turn next tonight here to the disturbing new images from the southern border tonight. A Texas farmer finding 5 unaccompanied migrant girls on his property. Authorities say the girls range in age from 11 months old to 7 years old, and they were alone. Here's Marcus Moore.
Tonight, these heartbreaking images capturing the breadth of an ongoing border crisis. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez sharing this photo on Twitter. A farmer finding these 5 little girls alone on his land Sunday along the Rio Grande River. His wife posting videos on Facebook to document the tragedy.
This is one of our workers' wives right here taking care of this tiny one. No one with these children.
3 of the girls are from Honduras, the oldest just 7 years old. The 2 others from Guatemala, including an 11-month-old baby. Border Patrol taking the girls into custody before reviewing footage.
Car seats. We're going to need car seats.
With the temperature reaching at least 100 degrees, the farmer telling Congressman Gonzalez they gave the girls food, water, and shade.
It's really hot. I don't think they would have made it if I hadn't found them.
David, all 5 girls are in U.S. custody tonight, and the surge we have seen at the U.S.-Mexico border has left more than 20,000 children in HHS care at those long-term facilities. And, David, that number has tripled since February.
All right, Marcus Moore in Houston. Thank you, Marcus. When we come back here tonight, we're tracking severe storms across several states at this hour, and the tiger owner arrested. But where is the tiger?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our 2 interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
In Atlanta tonight, a grand jury has now filed murder and weapons charges after that killing spree at a series of spas in March. Robert Aaron Long is accused in the deaths of 8 people, 6 of them women of Asian descent. The DA says she intends to seek the death penalty and will pursue separate hate crime charges as well. We're tracking severe storms in the south tonight, thunderstorms, heavy rain, and possible flooding, large hail in McKinney, Texas. Flash flood watches from Texas to Alabama, several inches of rain in the next few days. To the index in the search for that missing tiger in Houston, the tiger spotted Sunday. Authorities say the alleged owner, who was out on bond for a murder charge, drove off with the tiger. He's now been arrested, but no sign of the tiger. His attorney tonight saying the tiger was not his. Finally tonight here, Made in America, and your dog will be very happy. Tonight, our Made in America May is back. First, it was the families traveling across country in their new American-made RVs. But what about the pets? Tonight, the sisters creating jobs with an idea that started with their dog.
So Bocce's the giveaway. Is Bocce having one of the treats?
Hi, Bocce. Hi.
13-year-old Bocce and sisters Andrea and Natalia Tovar.
This is kind of a family affair.
It definitely is.
It is.
Andrea started noticing what was in the treats she was buying for Bocce.
You literally looked at the ingredients of the treats that you were giving to Bocce.
I did. I flipped over one of the treat bags that I was giving him, and I was shocked by the amount of ingredients and the names that I couldn't pronounce that were in his treats.
So Andrea started making simple, healthy treats in her own kitchen, all natural ingredients.
It all just started in your tiny little West Village apartment.
We would literally bake Friday to Sunday night, nonstop.
And when stores started ordering and then reordering, they knew they were onto something.
That's when we knew, you know, this is a business.
We need a bigger oven.
We definitely need a bigger oven and more hands to be cutting those treats.
Their first employee, their mother, Jacqueline.
Has she been employee of the month or anything along the way?
She's proud of her daughters. Founded in 2010, Bocce's Bakery is made in America. Peanut butter from Massachusetts, chicken from Pennsylvania, flour from upstate New York, the packaging from Kansas. It takes more than 700 workers from start to finish, making 6 million biscuits a week. And they're hiring.
As America begins to come back after this pandemic, how important do you think it is to support Made in America?
I mean, we are so extremely proud to say that Bocce's is made in America because of the jobs that we've been creating. I think to be able to support American jobs and opportunities is huge every year, but especially this year.
Every treat, the letter B for Bocce.
He's been eating them for years, and if he's still eating them, then it's a good sign.
Yeah. It is a good sign.
Tonight, there are now 4 bakeries across the country, Illinois, Vermont, California, New Jersey, baking treats, creating jobs, with 3 words in mind.
Made in America!
And it all started in her apartment kitchen. And fun to meet Bocce today. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.